It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Good morning, America. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm in today for Sandy. So great to be with you on this Thanksgiving week. I've been a host before. Some of you will remember me. Also a frequent guest of Sandy's. I'm president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which deals in election integrity issues. How about that? Also commissioner on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. We want to talk about civil rights in tomorrow's show. And I used to work at the United States Department of Justice in the voting section. You know, that issue voting that's much in the news right now, you heard overnight that President Trump authorized the transition to commence. And a lot of people say that that is a great concession on behalf of the president. We'll be talking about the election. We'll also be talking about Confederate bases. Do you have an army base near you? Fort Hood, maybe? Fort Bragg? Fort Benning? Might not be called that very much longer. A big bill in Congress might have something to say about that. But the election is rolling on. Our number at American Family Radio is 1-888-589-8840. It seems like the longest election, in 20 years? Right? It's a deja vu. Multi-state deja vu this time, with the president looking at contests in multiple states. Michigan just certified the election for Joe Biden. Georgia did too. And I wonder if that's what's driving some of the moves toward a transition. But what a mess, isn't it? I mean, is this not the worst possible way for this election to have played out? And you know, some of us, if you've been listening to Sandy all year, some of us have been warning about this very outcome. Hans von Spakovsky has been a guest on Sandy's show. I've been a guest on Sandy's show. I guest hosted Sandy's show. And one of the things we were all warning you about was this. What happened is exactly what we have been warning was going to happen. Now, that is not a comfortable position to be in. It's almost as if you'd rather be wrong than right. You'd rather be wrong that when you warn people that vote by mail is going to lead to chaos, then be right, because vote by mail led to chaos. You'd rather be wrong when you warn people that changing the rules in the middle of the game is going to lead to unfairness. I actually did an interview with the BBC last week. There's a show on the BBC called Panorama. I'm told it's the British version of 60 Minutes. And boy, were these British Broadcasting Corporation reporters hostile to you guys and people who have, shall we say, mainstream American values and people who support the president. What an interview. And I did this interview and I'm told by relatives, some that when the show aired on the BBC, it actually crashed. Like, the computer crashed. I thought that was just quite a funny thing. This anti-American segment on a British news network crashed in the middle of broadcasting. So here we are, seven days out of the election. And we still don't have resolution. We still have battle lines being drawn across the country. And how do you feel about this? 1-888-589-8840 is the number. I'd like to hear from you today. Here's what happened in the election. I will stand here today and say that the election was cooked. That's right. It was rigged. It was designed for chaos. Now, we can talk about the specifics of why that is and how that is, because we've been talking about it for months. When I did a video, I went out to Nevada with the Public Interest Legal Foundation. You guys got to see this. Go to Google Public Interest Legal Foundation, Nevada, vote by mail. What we did in Nevada is we went to registered voter addresses, right? We knocked on doors. And these were people who lived in places like vacant lots and mines, M-I-N-E-S, where you dig. Post offices, liquor stores, bong shops, marijuana shops, vacant lots galore. And what we did is we went to these places because people voted from these places in 2018. And Nevada moved to 100% vote by mail. And they were mailing ballots to these locations, these liquor stores, where nobody lived. We went and we asked for the voter at the liquor store. Is John Smith here? Hello? Who's John Smith? We'd go to the abandoned mine looking for Karen. Couldn't find her behind the bulldozer. She didn't live there. But that's how our elections were set up in Nevada, to go to automatic vote by mail. 1-888-589-8840. Then we went to Pennsylvania. We did the same thing there. We got the voter roll for Pennsylvania, and we found commercial addresses where people registered to vote. What do I mean by commercial addresses? Vacant lots, stores, law offices. No liquor stores in Pennsylvania. No casinos like in Nevada. But there were plenty of other commercial addresses where it was clear that people didn't live. It was clear that the voter did not live there, even though they were voting from there. You can see this video, too, if you Google Public Interest Legal Foundation, Pennsylvania, vote by mail video. Okay? That's me in the video, too, by the way. Great fun. Very depressing to find out that our system has so many vulnerabilities. And that's just one of them, by the way. That's just one, dirty voter rolls. Now, there's some myths about this election I'm going to try to get you guys schooled up on, right? When I guest host for Sandy, it's Election Integrity 101. So let me try to debunk one of the myths, just so all those people at Media Matters and Right Wing Watch who are listening to the show, because they love listening to me, they always do a story afterwards. Let's debunk one. There were no places where more people voted than lived. Nope, wait, you're shocked? You've heard that somewhere? Maybe you got an email from your cousin? No, that did not happen. Let me tell you what did happen. Some states have what's called same-day registration. Now, you probably don't live in a state with same-day registration, unless you're listening on the app. But places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they all have same-day registration. That means you can walk into the polling place on the day of election and say, I'm not registered to vote, but I'm here to vote. And in those states, they say, welcome, here's your ballot. Please fill out this form to register to vote and fill out your ballot at the same time. Now, in states with same-day registration, you are going to get more voters than you have registered voters. That is normal, happens all the time. So let's debunk that right now. There are no places where more people voted than people live. That did not happen. As a matter of fact, if you can tell me the name of the precinct, I will send you a $100 box of Omaha Steaks. That's my promise, because it didn't happen. But I would love to hear the name of the precinct of this place where it allegedly did. But same-day registration leads to problems. It elected Norm Coleman as a United States Senator. You can't check the eligibility fast enough, and that ballot goes right into the regular list. Now, let's talk about more craziness that went on. I brought a lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Virginia and actually won it before the election. And here's what Virginia was doing. The Virginia legislature passed a law that said ballots can come in late for the first time ever, but they have to have a postmark. They have to have a postmark showing they were mailed before the election. Well, what do the bureaucrats do at the State Board of Elections in Virginia? They issue a rule that says, hey, forget about that postmark. Ain't so important. We don't think you need the postmark. Sound familiar, doesn't it? It's like what happened in Pennsylvania. So I sued Virginia. I sued on behalf of a local election official. I should say the Public Interest Legal Foundation sued. And we won. We shut down Virginia's lawless extension of mail ballots. Now let's go to Pennsylvania. That didn't happen in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, they did the same thing. They said, hey, don't worry about that postmark. No big deal. Don't worry about getting your ballot in on time. No big deal. We're going to take ballots for days after the election. And there was a lawsuit, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is overwhelmingly Democratic, ruled, hey, no big deal. We don't really care what the legislature said. We don't care what the law is, but we're going to keep taking ballots after the election. Now, folks, that is not how it's supposed to work. You were taught in school, probably, depending on how old you are, that the legislature passes laws and we abide by the laws. Crazy theory, isn't it? Sort of out of fashion these days. That quaint idea that elected representatives of the people write laws and we just follow them and everybody agrees on them in advance. Folks, the election was rigged because the rules of the game changed in the middle of the game. All in the name of the bug. COVID. They used an emergency like thugs throughout history will do to undermine democratic institutions and civil society and the rule of law. That's what happened this year. Now, I know some of you are chasing the shiny object, and I'm not even going to say what it is. But what I'm telling you is there is enough out there without the shiny object issue to make this election a disaster. Our number is 1-888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. I'm Christian Adams, subbing for Sandy Rios today. It's great to be here. I will tell you that. It's Thanksgiving week. If you're traveling this week, if you're traveling now, travel safely. It's going to be a Thanksgiving like no other. We'll talk about that in tomorrow's show when I sub for Sandy also. But what about this election? Where are we going as a country? Now, the first thing I want to tell you is don't lose hope here. And I'm not talking about the results of 2020. I'm talking about America. Do not give up and retreat into your shell and say, this is just too much. I can't take it anymore. I want to leave the ways of the world and principalities to princes. Do not do that. That is the worst thing you can do. Because this is all fixable. This is all solvable. Oh, and it's not going to be solved with federal standards. And we'll get to that next segment. We'll get to that in the next segment. Federal government doesn't fix this, folks. I don't care who is in charge of that federal government. They're not going to fix it. They're going to make it worse. So it's up to you and your state governments to deal with this, like the Pennsylvania legislature is starting to do. I'm J. Christian Adams, American Family Radio, in for Sandy Rios. We're going to take your calls next to 1-888-589-8840. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. 1-888-589-8840. You're on American Family Radio.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Todd to the number 49596. That's Todd to the number 49596.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling on citizens to snitch on each other. The governor, a Democrat, by the way, telling reporters that residents should spy on their neighbors and call the police if anyone in the cul-de-sac violates her ban on large Thanksgiving gatherings. Under the governor's order, at-home get-togethers are limited to 6 people. Many other states have implemented similar bans on Turkey Day celebrations, California, New York, Illinois. So look, here's my take. Disobey. You have a constitutional obligation to disregard any government order that dictates who gets to sit around your dining room table. The government has no right to govern what you do inside your home. And shame on Governor Brown for coercing neighbors to become secret agents of the government. Snitches get stitches, and they won't get a slice of sweet potato pie. Be sure to download my free podcast, listen to my national radio show, live noon to 3 Eastern on ToddStarnes.com.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jay Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios today. You can follow me on Twitter. How about this? At ElectionLawCTR. ElectionLawCTR is my Twitter handle. I did that Twitter handle before I understood Twitter. I want to figure out how to change it. It's too long. And what is CTR? Who knows? But center. So great to be here with Sandy today. We're talking about the election. We're talking about what's going to happen next. We're talking about the genius of the founders. Now, think about this for a second, guys and gals. We have something called the Electoral College. Let's pretend for a minute it doesn't exist and that we just have a direct popular vote of the president, which would be a total disaster. But let's assume there's not actually an Electoral College, because don't forget, folks, they're going to meet. Real people are going to go to state capitals. And they're going to gather together to cast their votes for president in a few weeks. This is not some mythical thing. It actually happens. When I was general counsel to the South Carolina Secretary of State in 1996, I actually had to do the commissions for the people. And we all met in a conference room in Columbia, South Carolina, and they all cast their ballots. And then we transmitted the results to the Senate. So this is a real thing. But let's pretend for a minute it doesn't exist. Well, you would have state certifying results, and that's automatic. That's it. There's no next step. But because the founders had this genius, they set up an intermediate step of smart people who care getting together to basically say, okay, who should we cast our ballot for? Let's contemplate what just happened. It's a safety valve, folks. It's a way for the system to have a way to reflect on itself what it did a few weeks earlier. Now, I'm not saying what that outcome is going to be in 2020, but I want to just remind everybody that the system is set up to deal with the worst of the shenanigans. Now, does one or two or three or even 100 shenanigans mean that the Electoral College members say, hey, we don't like what happened. We're going to flip our vote from in Georgia, for example, from Biden to Trump? They could, but will they? Then it becomes a political question. Then it becomes a political question. And you have to have a political wave in order to make something like that happen. We want to hear from you today at 1-888-589-8840. James, you're in Indiana. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, just fine. How are you doing?
Great. What do you have to say?
Well, a comment is just, first of all, I don't consider the Democratic Party, if dead and gone, it's been taken over by left and socialist, communist type. But my comment is, I can't see where, with all the information we're receiving, even if that can't be proven, that the Democrats be allowed to take power, because they're going to load up the government just like Obama did, which has led to obstruction and blocking President Trump, his term of office. So it's just going to get worse. And how are we going to check that to maintain the Constitution? Because I don't see this party as for the Constitution. I think they're against the Constitution and have broken their oath of allegiance to the Constitution. So it's just going to get worse, where maybe the Republicans will strike a deal to maintain their position for now, but it's just going to be deterioration of what we're seeing now.
Well, let me tell you where it's going to matter, and that's Georgia. Georgia, in just a few weeks, is going to decide, frankly, the direction of the nation. Because if the Democrats win the Senate, or I should say tie the Senate at 50-50, with Vice President Harris. Oh, that was painful. Vice President Harris, the pain doubles, deciding tie votes. The country is going in a direction that none of us could have contemplated. Georgia is everything. It is the Supreme Court. It's everything you care about on the line in those two races in Georgia. So if you want to say, oh, I've given up on being engaged, have at it. And then we got to clean up the mess afterwards. Georgia is everything. Monty, you're in Virginia. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I am so thankful for what you're doing right now. And I've been on AFR since 95 or so, when Marvin Sanders came here to Virginia. But to make a quick comment, one plus God can change anything. And if we didn't have uncertainty, we wouldn't even have a radio program to talk about the truth and the blessings God gives us. But I just know in the state of Virginia, we were a founding forefather with eight presidents. And there is no sensibility to worry about a four-year term. If, you know, you look at Donald Trump, he could take a four-year vacation, come back and become president again, and the nation would already be in chaos and turmoil. I mean, Calamity Jane Harris has no business mind whatsoever. I do not need to criticize Joe Biden or Calamity Jane Harris. They are evil forces that have been put in a Democratic position, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the truth of AFR radio station.
Well, James or Monty, if you've been listening to AFR as long as you have been, then I don't need to school you on what the Democratic Party has become. Okay? I don't have to get into the radicalization of what is going on in the country. I mean, just look at New York, okay? There was a headline over the weekend that talked about the level of civilizational chaos in New York, where people are being pushed into subways, okay? Subway trains. People are being pushed onto the tracks. There's flamethrowers being used. Cities, block after block is boarded up like it's some Hollywood movie, right? That's going on not just in New York City. That's going on across the country. Now, how that didn't affect the electorate more is something I don't understand. Maybe it's people who don't have to live in that sort of nonsense. But I can't account for it. But you're exactly right, Marty. This is a radicalized group of people. And what they did is they radicalized the process. They radicalized the way we elect people. I've been saying on this show, when I sub for Sandy and when I'm a guest of Sandy's, as have others, that process is everything. That they care about the rules of the election. They don't worry so much about policy. They know that if they move to vote by mail, which they did, then they will have the policy covered because they've got the process covered. Mary, you're in Ohio. How are you doing this morning, Mary?
I'm great. I'm having a cow. I have felt from the very beginning that this whole thing has been COVID. COVID is a scam. It's nothing but a blip to cause them to steal our election. I knew that from the very beginning when I heard about it. I know that the older people need to be protected and cared for, but everybody else should just live their life like they need to and just, you know, if you're sick, stay home. If you're not sick, you know, you're good. Go to work, take care of your jobs, but the Democrats don't care if we lose our homes, our businesses. They don't care. But I believe that somebody financed it. I don't know if China financed it or if Bill Gates or George Soros or the Clintons financed it. Somebody did, or somebody like them did, because they want control of this country. And I believe that all the lockdowns taking all of our jobs and the businesses, and they don't care if they go under because the Democrats are getting paid. Their checks are coming in, so they don't have to worry about anything. And they're taking.
Well, that's a great point, Mary. And if you look around D.C., you can see that there's not a lot of suffering going on. Look, I think we can all agree on one thing. Democrats and Republicans, if you're listening out there, you can agree on one thing. If COVID had not happened, right? If it didn't break out, Donald Trump would have won this election in a landslide. That's a fact. The economy was roaring. The country was humming. And then COVID hit. Donald Trump would have won the 2020 election in a landslide had COVID not happened. Now, does that mean it's manufactured? I don't know. Look, these people eat snakes. Raw, I think. But at the same time, it broke out near the Chinese weapons lab. We don't know the answer to this. We don't know the answer to this. But what we do know is Donald Trump would have won the election in a landslide if it were not for COVID. For two reasons. One, everybody was scared, or at least a lot of people were scared. My favorite thing to see, you guys might not see much of this where you are, but I do near Washington, D.C. These people driving around in their cars by themselves, no one else in the car with a mask on. Often they'll have like Biden stickers on the car or other political virtue signal stickers. That's a real treat. You see them driving around by themselves with a mask on. So that's the first thing. People were afraid. The second thing was they changed the rules of the game in the election because of COVID. They changed the rules of the game because of COVID. Vote by mail. Get your ballot in late. You can fix your ballot. No witness signatures. Oh, and have you heard about the Center for Technology and Civic Life? I think I talked about it the last time I guested for Sandy. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars, a nonprofit, Zuckerberger and others from Facebook, pouring money into urban election offices like Philadelphia who accepted $10 million. $10 million to do things in the election that they don't normally do, like send vans around to go collect ballots in the city, get out the vote efforts in Philadelphia and Detroit and Madison, Wisconsin and Milwaukee, Center for Technology and Civic Life. Don't forget the name. They are to blame for a lot of what happened because they rigged the system by building structural bias into our elections, like in the state of Pennsylvania. They gave Philadelphia money, millions, doubled their budget, by the way, from $9.8 million, gave a $10 million gift, made it $19.8 million budget. And they went out and they hired Get Out the Vote people. This is private foundation money, philanthropic rich person money, moving into government election offices. Look at how diabolical they are at thinking up new ways to rig the game. Why can't you do that? Why can't we do that? Why can't we figure out ways to tip the scales? We just want fairness, don't we? We're not looking to tip any scales. We just want the system to be fair. But they stay up at night dreaming up ways to tip the scales. My name is Jay Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios. Want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. Mark, you're in Kentucky. What do you have to say?
Hey, Jay. Well, actually, you know, it's a glorious day in the kingdom. But meanwhile, down here on in the ghetto called Planet Earth, man, we have a mask, don't we? And, you know, Jay, this show is really, particularly now, with all the craziness that's gone on, it's kind of like the only thing in this world, that I really look forward to in the morning to hear what Sandy has to say. And I, when I tuned in today, I'm like going, now, maybe it's because you've been in the Beltline too long, but this battle's not over. In fact, I'm not going to call people to arms, but we need the wisdom that God gave the founding fathers, and I want to make sure that, because you've got way more knowledge and experience than I'll ever have, and I hear you talking about, and we have chapters and verses in the documents that God gave the wisdom to the founding fathers to pen into place. It seems to me the problem is we're ignorant enough and we're compliant enough to not be exercising what ultimately is these things we keep in safes. And we're living in tyranny. And I don't know what it's going to take for us. For instance, I see, it's amazing, I see the compliance, the ready compliance of people, like you just said, about putting on masks without somebody looking over their shoulder. Admittedly, I don't like to admit it, but even my wife is much more compliant than I am. I refuse to do it. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. The science doesn't back it up, and we all know that.
Well, look, Mark, I don't know much about the mask issue. I'm not going to wear one when I'm in a car by myself. When I'm in a crowded people in a store, a crowded store, I'm going to wear one. I agree that the government is always looking for ways to take away liberty. That's a fact. That's an ancient gravity that existed before the United States existed. But I think you have a point that our liberties are under threat. I still think that we are enjoying them. I'm on this show right now. You're listening right now. And so there is still hope, right? There's still hope. My name is Jay Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios today and tomorrow, by the way. We'll talk about a lot of great things tomorrow. We want to take your calls at 1-888-589-8840. We're still talking about the election. But have you ever been to Fort Bragg? Fort AP Hill, Fort Benning? You better go now, because the name may be changing soon. We'll talk about that next. More of your calls, 1-888-589-8840 on American Family Radio. Jay Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios.
I'm Francine Perry. I am the mother of Laura Perry, who was a prodigal for 9 years and lived as a man.
When Laura came home, we were all ecstatic. And so I just woke up one night and it just kind of laid on my heart. We need to start a specific basket with names of prodigals in it that we will pray over.
Learn more or submit a prayer request at inhisimage.movie/prayer.
Because we all have someone.
How much does a 6-month subscription to the AFA Journal cost? It's free! For 6 months, you can read articles and updates in the pro-life movement. You can read about family-friendly entertainment, laws that may impact your family or your business, and of course, what the American Family Association is up to and how you can help. So what are you waiting for? Visit afajournal.org for your free 6-month subscription to the AFA Journal.
You shall have no other gods before me. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. In 1954, Americans lived under constant threat of nuclear attack from the USSR. When America's children practiced duck and cover in classrooms across the country, President Eisenhower realized that our pledge had no distinction from any other republic. After hearing a sermon on February 7th of that year, President Eisenhower signed a law adding the words, "Under God," to our pledge. The president recognized the true source of unity, of indivisibility, is unwavering submission to the God of the Bible. As we go about our day, let us all remember the only true source of national unity is submission to Almighty God.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. As we move on from this election, America is very divided as a nation. God told Israel, when their whole future was before them, that they were to fear the Lord their God, walk in all his ways, serve him with all their heart and soul, and keep his commandments and statutes. If they did, their land would never lack rain in its season, and they would live long in the land. If they did not, they would perish quickly off the land that the Lord was giving them. No nation is invincible. No nation is guaranteed tomorrow. Every national election gives us the opportunity as a people to secure our future by resetting our hearts and souls on the true and living God. While others in our land may not, you and I can show the way by recentering our lives on God this very day. Let's do it for ourselves and for the country that we love.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Sidney Powell is one of America's most distinguished attorneys. She's been the lead counsel in over 500 appellate cases, most of them as a federal prosecutor. She's represented Lieutenant General Mike Flynn in their effort to end the travesty of his prosecution on false charges. Now, Sidney Powell has taken on her most important case for the American people and their constitutional republic. She has promised to prove in court that the 2020 presidential election was stolen through the exploitation of known vulnerabilities in our voting systems. For her efforts, Sidney Powell is under savage attack. Notably, she's being smeared as a conspiracy theorist. But if, as Ms. Powell insists, she has compelling evidence, it's an actual conspiracy, not a theoretical one. Undeterred, she's fighting for us. Sidney Powell is America's advocate. Tell her you have her back at everylegalvote.com. This is Frank Gaffney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning. I'm J. Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios today, guesting and being so glad to be here. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. You can follow me on Twitter at electionlawctr. Electionlawctr stands for center. And we'll be talking about Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I hope if you're traveling to Thanksgiving, you're doing it super safe right now. If you're traveling to see family and friends, pay attention because the roads can be filled even during COVID. We're talking about the election and the system collapse that was designed this year primarily by breaking all the rules. There was 165 lawsuits or more designed to transform the rules of the game. That's what was going on before this election. Before you even voted, people were trying to change how you voted. In some states, they moved to all vote by mail. In other states, they suspended rules relating to absentee ballots, precincts, witness signatures, ballot harvesting. It was a system collapse. They wrote rules that were designed to benefit one side, all in the name of COVID. Jeff's in Tennessee. How are you doing this morning, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing great. You made a point earlier that they really just stole this one, and we need to do things as conservatives to try to sway it our way. Well, if these Republican states who are gaining seats and doing the right thing would put voter identification at the top of their list, and a suggestion might be using the United States passport. I've had one since I was in the military for 22 years, Army infantry, and I defended my right to speak, and I don't want to see any of that taken away. And I
well,
see
Jeff,
him going in our churches. I see him doing all kinds of things. So why don't we have the people who are eligible to vote in a presidential election vote in an election and nobody else?
Right. I mean, and, Jeff, let me tell you, I've been in this space for a long time since I was at the Justice Department. And I will tell you, voter ID is a good thing. It should be free and easy to get, which excludes a passport. I think a passport should be an accepted form of voter ID, but we have to make it so people... getting a passport is not easy. I'm going to be honest. Okay. So we have to have things on the list that are easier to get than a passport and are cheaper to get than a passport, because otherwise it'll be sued by lawsuits will be filed to block that law. But I'm going to tell you something really important and everyone needs to understand. Voter ID would not have changed anything about the steal that occurred in 2020. Voter ID is a great idea, but it's like 5% of the problem. The left is so much more sophisticated than us in figuring out ways to rig the system that have nothing to do with voter ID. There was a systemic collapse of the election rules before the election. States were moving toward vote by mail, suspending other safeguards. The no voter ID law would have changed. It was a complete collapse. So if you send in an absentee ballot in Philadelphia that was all messed up, that had errors in it, didn't follow any of the rules, right? They let you fix it. Or even worse, the government officials were fixing the errors. That's nothing voter ID would have had anything to do with that. It was a bigger problem than even voter ID could have fixed. Now, again, I'm a big fan of voter ID as long as it's free and easy to get. But I just got to make sure everybody gets schooled up on this, that they designed a collapse involving every facet of the system, how it's funded, who's in charge. I'm telling you, I went to court in Virginia, and I got Virginia's lawless efforts to suspend the law enjoined. I won my case. I won it. I stopped Virginia from enforcing a rule that was contrary to the law relating to ballots. The State Board of Elections in Virginia wanted them to come in late with no postmarks. Well, that, guess what? That's not what the law said. So I took them to court, and we beat them, and we got that stopped. But that's not what happened in other states. In other states, the good guys lost. Over and over and over and over again till you're blue in the face. The good guys lost in court. So it was a nightmarish situation to watch. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios. We're taking your calls about the election. I want to get to this issue of the U.S. Army bases, right? Let me just tell you real quick. There is a defense authorization bill that is potentially going to change the names of U.S. Army bases all over the country. Why? Oh, come on. You guys know this one. Because they're named after Confederate generals. Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Benning, Fort Gordon, Fort Polk, Camp Beauregard in Louisiana. Should we change them? Is that the right thing to do? Why were these bases named after Confederates in the first place? It's a tough question. And I can actually see both sides of this to some extent. I sure don't like the people advocating this because I know how they play. They don't stop here. At the same time, if you're an African American, this is a little bit much, perhaps. Used to be Fort Forrest in one place. But is it courteous? Is it the right thing to do to love your neighbor to change these base names? Or is this part of our history? And I'll raise you one. In the early part of the 20th century, when these bases were being set up, there was an effort to heal the nation, to get way past the wounds of the Civil War, and to recognize that the South had their own history too, and that there were people who no longer had loved ones all throughout the South, and they wanted them to be memorialized, and one way to do it was to elevate the status of those people who fought in the Civil War. So I see both sides to this. I'm wondering what you think at 1-888-589-8840. I don't think that they should change ultimately the names because history is important. And I think it's important to learn about Benjamin Bragg and AP Hill. Anybody go to the Boy Scout Jamborees at Fort AP Hill? I did in Virginia, Fort AP Hill. If you're a Boy Scout out there, you might have gone to one of these national jamborees. I was there in 1981. Real pretty place, Fort AP Hill. But the election is rolling on, and what happens with those military bases might have something to do with who ultimately becomes the president on January 20th. Jim, you're in Illinois. Who do you think is picking the president this year?
Hello?
Go ahead, Jim. You're on.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. I got to blink. Hey, no, I think it's the media. The media and the elites that's behind the media. You know, one person, one vote. My assumption is that Biden didn't get more than 25% of the vote. The rest of his vote is computer generated and phantom votes. Well, they ain't even real. Okay. And I don't know.
Okay,
I gotta
bang the gong on that one, Jim, because, and some of you will get the joke if you live through the 70s. I've got to bang the gong on that one because it is not computer generated above 25%. Okay. It's just not. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. Look, here's something I want everybody to do for homework. You have 2 years to do it. Okay. Go volunteer to work in an election. It will change the way you view the process forever. Go volunteer. It's easy to do. You guys are going to have local elections everywhere you live, probably coming up this year. Call up your local election office and say, "Hi, I'd like to be a volunteer poll official." Or sometimes they pay you so you can make some money at it. But go do this, please. Please, I'm begging you. Go volunteer to sit in a polling place all day long and run the election. You will see things that will change your view of how elections are run, both for good and bad. But what it will do is school you up. It'll get you at the top of your game when it comes to how elections are run. You'll understand the process better if you sit there all day, as I have done more times than I care to remember, and watch an election in the polling place all day long. Okay? You're going to see the people come in and make mistakes. You're going to see the people come in and spoil ballots. You're going to see them get new ballots. You're going to learn how the process works. And you'll learn more about our system of government. And you'll learn more about post-election controversies. It's an incredibly valuable process to see how the system works. Brock in Georgia. How are you this morning, Brock? You're on with J. Christian Adams on American Family Radio.
I'm feeling good.
Well, great. What do you have to say today, Brock, about vote by mail?
For one, I think that it's just going to ruin how this whole thing turns out. And
yeah.
Two, I just don't get how people are going to do it.
Well, okay, Brock. Now, have you ever voted by mail?
I don't think I'm old enough.
How old are you, Brock?
I'm 10.
10. Well, boy, you've got two more presidential elections to wait. And I don't want you, Brock, to think this is how it normally works. Okay, that's important for all the young people out there who might hear me complaining about things that happened in this election and think that the system is completely useless and beyond repair. Because Brock, depending on when you were born in the year, you'll be able to vote in the 2028 election. You'll be able to vote for president in 2028. And do not think that what is happening in this election is normal. It's not. Now, there's always problems, okay? There's always glitches. And that's why I'm trying to encourage people to go work in the polls one time. I should give away a prize. First time poll worker. Right? You win the citizenship award and a nice little prize. I may do that sometime. You can follow me at Election Law CTR on Twitter and let me know how your experience was. But the point is, Brock, that the system actually is about as good as it could be in the world, right? We don't have soldiers at polling places. We don't have violence, thankfully, at polling places. I was afraid of that this year, I'll tell you. If the left was really on top of their game, they could have been going out to certain precincts and scaring people. Because I don't think that the law enforcement mechanisms were there to stop it. It was chaos, as we've seen all year long. But Brock, don't lose hope, because this is not how elections are normally supposed to run. They are not supposed to have this level of chaos and uncertainty. But thank goodness the founders designed a system like they designed, because the worst thing we can have is centralized national control. The worst thing you could do to our elections are impose federal standards. Because I know the people who would be imposing the federal standards. I used to work with them at the U.S. Justice Department. You don't want them anywhere near the rules, because the rules will sound like rules for radicals. Because that's exactly who they are in Washington. You want your states deciding, not the federal government. States deciding promotes individual liberty. And it's what our country was designed to protect. My name is J. Christian Adams. I've been in with you today. Thanks so much for Sandy Rios for having me as a guest. I will be back with you tomorrow. We'll talk up more about this if you'd like. We'll talk about Thanksgiving and what it means for you. If you're traveling this Thanksgiving, please do it safely. You can follow me at Twitter at ElectionLawCTR. That's ElectionLawCTR. It's been a wonderful morning with you. Thank you so much. I'm J. Christian Adams, and you are listening to American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.